हरि भगवान की जय। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4, चैप्टर नंबर 7, टेक्स्ट नंबर 35। सिद्ध उवाच, अयं त्वत्कथामृष्टपीयूषनाद्यं मनोवराणां क्लेशदवाग्निदग्धा। तृषार्तवगाग्दुनसंसारदावं न निष्क्रमति ब्रह्म सम्पन्नम्ना। सिद्ध उवाच, अयं त्वत्कथामृष्टपीयूषनाद्यं मनोवराणा क्लेशदावाग्निदग्ध। तृषार्थवागादुनसंसारदावं न निष्क्रमति ब्रह्म सम्पन्ननं वा। सिद्ध उवाच, अयं त्वत्कथामृष्टपीयूषनाड्यं मनोवराणा क्लेशदावाग्निदग्ध। त्रिसार्थवागादुनसंसारदावं न निष्क्रमति ब्रह्म सम्पन्नवं न। क्लेशदावाग्निदग्ध। माताजी सिद्ध उचो, सिद्ध द सिद्धास ऊचू प्रेड अयम दिस त्वत कथा योर पास टाइम्स मृष्टा प्योर पीयूष ऑफ नेक्टर नाद्यम इन द रिवर मन ऑफ द माइंड वराना द एलिफेंट क्लेश sufferings. Dhavagni by the forest fire. Dagda burned. Trisha thirst. Artha afflicted. Avagadaha being immersed. Na samsara does not remember. Davam the forest fire or the miseries. Na nishkramati not come out. Brahma the absolute. Sampannavat like having merged. Na or. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Siddhas prayed like an elephant that has suffered in a forest fire but can forget all its troubles by entering a river. Our minds, O Lord, always merge in the nectarian rivers of your transcendental pastimes, and they desire never to leave such transcendental bliss, which is as good as the pleasure of merging in the Absolute. Purport. This statement is from the Siddhas, the inhabitants of the Siddha Loka, where the eight kinds of material perfections are complete. The residents of Siddha Loka have full control in their eight kinds of yogic perfection. But from their statement, it appears that they are pure devotees. They always merge in the nectarian river of hearing of the pastimes of the Lord. Hearing of these pastimes of the Lord is called as Krishna Katha. Similarly, there's a statement by Prahlad Maharaj that those who are always merged in the ocean of the nectar of describing the Lord's pastimes are liberated and have no fear of the material condition of life. The Siddhas say that the mind of an ordinary person is full of anxiety. The example is given of the elephant who has suffered in a forest fire and who enters into a river for relief. If persons who are suffering in the forest fire of material existence will only enter into nectarian river of description of the pastimes of the Lord, they will forget all the troubles of the miserable material existence. The Siddhas do not care for fructive activities such as performing sacrifices and achieving the good results. They simply merge in the transcendental discussion of the pastimes of the Lord. That makes them completely happy, without care for pious or impious activities. For those who are always in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to perform any kind of pious or impious sacrifices or activities. Krishna consciousness is itself complete, for it includes all the processes praised in the Vedic scriptures. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Adati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lagunatham Nitam Tam Stajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Nitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So this morning we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 7, text number 35. The chapter is entitled as The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha. So the last chapter was entitled as Lord Brahma Pacifies Lord Shiva. As we know, this beautiful episode which is happening wherein Lord Shiva is offended, and seeing the offense, there is counter cursing and fights, and then later the whole sacrificial arena is converted into so many inauspicious things. And then after having all that, you know, Lord Brahma goes to pacify Lord Shiva, and then this chapter actually begins with Lord Shiva actually, after hearing the wonderful prayers of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva is saying that, "My dear Lord Brahma, my dear father, I do not mind the offenses created by the demigods as they are childish and less intelligent." And then he says that, "Although I have punished them just so that they can do the right things." And then he says that, you know, okay, Daksha, now he'll get the head of a goat. Bhrigu will get this. Pusha will get his. All the things, you know, like things which were damaged were somehow given back by the grace of Lord Shiva. And after all of this, Daksha then offers forgiveness to Lord Shiva, and then on the instruction of Brahma, again he starts offering the sacrifice. And when he starts doing the sacrifice, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, appears on his Garuda. And seeing this beautiful appearance of the Supreme Lord, all the great personalities, the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, and all of them, they started offering prayers. So in the past, we have seen the prayers offered by Lord Shiva and Indra and so many other personalities. So today, we are seeing the prayers offered by the Siddhas. I'll read the translation again. The Siddhas prayed, "Like an elephant that has suffered in a forest fire, but can forget all its trouble by entering a river. Our mind, O Lord, always merge in the nectarian river of your transcendental pastimes, and they desire never to leave such transcendental bliss, which is as good as the pleasure of merging into the absolute." So herein we see such great personalities who are the inhabitants of the Siddha Loka. Srila Prabhupada in the purport says that this Siddha Loka personalities, they are perfect in all the eight mystic yogas or the eight mystic kinds of perfection, the Ashta Siddhis. And although they have this Ashta Siddhis, and herein they are praying to the Lord that we don't want any more Siddhis. We want to absorb our mind. In short, this verse means, let us submerge in the Lord's pastime without considering our duties. It is saying that let's absorb ourselves in the pastimes or the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have to understand who is speaking this verse. It is not any ordinary person or any devotee who is speaking that My dear Lord, let me hear your transcendental pastimes. Let me hear the childhood pastimes of yours. But herein, the personalities who are offering prayers are siddhas, who have all that siddhis, the ashta siddhis. Srila Prabhupada says that even today, there are yogis who can take a dip in Haridwar and then come out from Rameshwaram. Or in few minutes, they can do all the Chardham Parikrama. They have such power. Can you imagine the siddhis people have, right? So that is the power. And herein, people who have that siddhis, it's very easy to give it up. Like today, the whole world wants fame, recognition, power. And even a person has an insignificant power, he is known, you know, he has this. A person has some insignificant beauty, lakhs and lakhs of people are trying to see him. A person who has an insignificant attribute of strength, there are hundreds and hundreds of people or thousands of people who want to follow or take his glance, right? What to speak of if somebody achieves all these siddhis? So Srila Prabhupada, many of his purport explains the 8 mystic siddhis. So I was just going through, so I was just thinking, you know, what power a person can generate. So the first one is called as anima. Anima means you can become the smaller than the smallest. What a siddhi, you can go anywhere. Even if the door is locked, you can go from below. Smaller than the smallest. Second is lagima, which means you can become lighter than the lightest. You can travel anywhere, travel light. Lighter than the lightest. The third siddhi is prapti, which means you can achieve anything which you want. Just imagine. If somebody gets this siddhi, you can achieve anything you want. Today, people have so much greed to get what they want. People dream of getting what they want. But if only, you know, they get this siddhi of prapti, that means they can achieve what they want. The fourth is mahima. That means you can become the heavier than the heaviest. Like Lord Krishna, when Trinavarta was trying to kill him, he became heavier than the heaviest. Right? Such a powerful demon, but he couldn't hold the form of the Lord. Then fifth is isitva. That means to act freely, and even you can create something wonderful and you can destroy it. That means that is a power that you can create your own planet and you can even destroy it. That is asitva. And then sixth is vashitva. That means you can control anybody. Just imagine if somebody has that power. Yeah? If you cannot control some devotee, you can just desire and you can control. And that Prabhuji will tell you, yes Prabhuji, what can I do for you? Power to control. Right? Today we have gadgets by which we can control something. Right? Today we can control air through air condition. It's too hot. We can switch on and we can at least feel some coolness, some temperature difference. Similarly, just imagine you desire and you can control people's life. That is sixth one, vashitva. Then the seventh one is prakamya siddhi. That means to possess such a power, you can possess such a power at will and never get frustrated with any desires. You cannot get frustrated with any desires. That is the seventh siddhi. And the last is kama vayasayata. That means to assume any shape or form as desired. Like for example, today millions of dollars people spend just to get beautiful hair, just to get a beautiful face, a particular nose. So much surgery people do, you know, plastic surgery and today hair transplantation. Millions and millions of rupees people spend just to look beautiful. And herein, if somebody gets this siddhi, he can assume any form, any shape. Like we see Putana. Although Putana was a witch, but she assumed the form of such a beautiful damsel. In fact, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they felt as if goddess of Lakshmi has come. So just see ace eight mystic perfections or siddhis. And if we get it, we can get whatever we want and fulfill all our desires. Just imagine. So I was just thinking and contemplating that if only we get this, or if an ordinary person gets this, what cannot he do? He can do whatever he wants. Right? So these are the eight siddhis which are explained by Srila Prabhupada and we hear in the scriptures. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he was telling that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains one beautiful story of a magician. So this magician, he had a wife and two sons. And they were invited by a king to perform a magic show in their court. So they performed such incredible magic that everybody in the audience was stunned. Everybody was like, amazing. And the wife of the king, she became so much overwhelmed, she took out her diamond necklace and she went to the magician and gave it to the wife that you should take this as a gift. And the magician wife became so happy and she said, thank you, thank you. And seeing the diamond, the two children, the diamond necklace, the two children said, we want to see. And then the mother lovingly gave to one son and the one son was playing with the diamond necklace. And then suddenly the other boy, he said, I want to see. And then both of them started fighting. And the fight became so gruesome that one son took the sword and cut off the head of the other son. And the other son also, both of them killed each other. And seeing that, the mother became so frustrated. She said that it was me because I got that necklace and I gave it to the son. And she took a sword, she cut herself. And seeing this situation, the magician, seeing her wife, his wife, two sons were died, he took a sword and cut off his head. Just imagine, in a span of few minutes, the whole family died. And the entire state, the entire kingdom was stunned and surprised. And they were saying, why did we come for this magic show? Why did we see such a horrible, horrifying scene? He was like, what have we done? Why did we do this? And after a while, the king told the minister that now they have been killed everywhere. There is blood. Just take this corpse, take this body and, you know, put it in the river at least. And then everybody was stunned. None of them could sleep for days. And after few days, the king gets a letter and it was the same magician. And the magician said that, my dear king, I hope you enjoyed our magic show. In fact, the first magic show was so wonderful that your wife gifted us the diamond necklace. I was wondering, didn't you like our second magic show of killing our family members? If you like, please send our gift. Can you imagine the magic they performed. And then the queen and the king, they went with the whole entourage, and then they gifted the magician. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying that what kind of siddhis people have, and they can immediately transform people's mind. So this was one example. Another example, Radhanath Maharaj was telling that, I think Srila Prabhupada also used to quote, there was a famous magician in Calcutta called as P.C. Sarkar. Many of you might heard his name. So P.C. Sarkar was known for his magic. So one time, he became so famous that the Britishers invited him for a magic show. So the Britishers asked him that, will you perform for us? And he said, yes, why not? And then they said, okay, come at 4 o'clock in the evening today. And he said, okay. So 4 o'clock, all the Britishers, all the people were ready. And Radhanand Maharaj was saying that it was, you know, not Indian standard time, where you say 4 and you come by 6. They were Britishers. That means 4 means you have to be there at 4. Not just have to be there, it has to start at 4. So he was like, 4 o'clock, everybody was there. And it was 4, 4:15, 4:30, 4:45, 5 o'clock. P.C. Sarkar was not yet come. And all this big administrative officers of the British government, they were like, where the hell is this? And they started yelling. They were speaking, he's a rascal, he's a fool, he's cheating us. And then at 5 o'clock, P.C. Sarkar entered. And everybody was shouting, what nonsense is this? You don't have value for time. It's 4 o'clock. We told 4 and it's 5. And P.C. Sarkar said, relax, relax. What's the problem? I told 4. It's 4 in my watch. Check in your watch. And everybody saw in the watch it was 4 o'clock. And they were like stunned. And everybody applauded his magic or his mystic potencies. So even such persons existed. It was, of course, Srila Prabhupada told us. And then His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj also once, he was mentioning this. There was a famous magician. There was a whole sensational use in United States. That there was a magician, I think his name was David Copperfield. Even today if you search, there are videos. This person literally in front of thousands of people, he disappeared the Statue of Liberty. Now Statue of Liberty, everybody knows, it's huge, weighing thousands of pounds. And in front of everybody, thousands of people came for that show. And everybody saw it was disappeared. And you know, they all started ringing the police. What's happening? What has happened? And in front of everybody, it was disappeared. And then again, he brought it back. So what illusion he had created, you know. And the details, what he did and how he, you know, created that illusion was actually, it's there in the internet. But the point which I am trying to make is that even today people have that mystic power. And one fraction of that mystic power, people can, you know, people can be so famous. People can be so famous. And herein we are seeing the Siddhas who are getting all that perfection, who are complete in that perfection of all that Ashta Siddhis. They are praying that, my dear Lord, let us submerge in your transcendental pastimes, which are like, example is given like an elephant which is surrounded by a forest fire and he takes shelter of a river. And just like when you take shelter of a river, you can beat the heat, as they say. Today, even many of our devotees are facing that forest fire. It's too hot. And the only solution is taking a dip. That's why in this summer, many of these advertising agencies are advertising, take a dip, come to Water Kingdom, come to this park, come to this water park, right? So similarly, when we take dip in the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can be free from the scorching heat of samsara. One can be free from this forest fire. And that has been described here by the Siddhas. Many times we hear or we read any stories in our scriptures, they say, according to our Hindu mythology. Right? Which means they consider all this, especially the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, as a myth. And many times people have this doubt that how can Krishna do this? How can God do this? Is it impossible? But even an insignificant person, an insignificant man, magician, he can perform some extraordinary activities. Like Srila Prabhupada used to say, there are cheap imitators of God who say, I am God. And what do? They produce some gold. And everybody say, oh, he is God. And Prabhupada said, if he is really God, why he has to perform a magic show? If he can produce gold, why he has to do all this? So, there's always doubt in people's mind. And Srila Prabhupada said that what to speak of this Ashta Siddhis, the Supreme Personality of God is Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. Yogeshwara. We hear the famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. So what is explained here is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can do anything. Because he is a master of mystic. Right? We have seen such extraordinary pastime created by Lord. He is lifting the Govardhan Hill on his little finger. Right? Then Lord Ram, in his pastimes, he was able to float a stone. Right? And there are so many unlimited pastimes which we'll see at the end of our session. So that's why Krishna is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita as Madhusudan. That means one who not just killed the demon Madhu, but who is the killer of the doubt. So that's why let's not just think, is it impossible? It's inconceivable. But we have to have faith that nothing is impossible for Krishna. Right? And that's why at the end of the Gita, Krishna or Arjuna is telling Krishna, Nashta moha smritri labdhva tvat prasadam mai achyutaha stito mi gat sandeya karishye vachanam tava. He's saying, all my illusion has been dispelled, my dear Lord. My memory has come back. It has regained. And now I am prepared to act according to your instructions. So this is the beauty of the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So coming to this verse today, we see such great personalities, although having such mystic powers, but they are considering all these mystic powers to be insignificant as compared to hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is a pure devotee of the Lord who just wants Krishna and no material desires, no material facilities. In the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 29th verse, text number 13, it is said, Salokya srasti samipya sarupyaktvam apiyutah diyamanam nagrananti vinamat sevanyam janaha. A pure devotee of Lord does not accept any kind of liberation. Even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord is offering, you want five kinds of liberation, I can offer you. You want Siddhis, I can offer you. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Ki Jai. You want Siddhis, I can offer you. But herein, it is said that a pure devotee of the Lord, he doesn't desire anything apart from the pure devotional service. Right? I was just hearing recently somebody was saying, and I was giving example in one of my talks, that today people are attached to wealth, people are attached to things so much that, as I was telling, that even if a person gets a fraction of it, he's ready to explore it, right? He's ready to explore. I always tell, okay, before I come to that, a person has so much greed to achieve something, right? In Japan, a 14-year-old boy, you know, he was telling his mother that, "My dear mother, I want this new iPhone. I want this new latest iPhone." And his mother said that, "See, we cannot afford it. We don't have so much money." And he became very much angry. And he left his house. And he went, even he was wandering. After 2 days, he come back home with a brand new latest iPhone. And the mother said, "How do you get it? Where did you get it?" And he did not speak. And then the mother was again and again, you know, pushing him. "How did you get it? How did you get it?" And finally, while pushing him, you know, she saw something in his abdomen. And she saw that there were stitches. And the mother said, "What happened?" And then finally she said, "I sold one of my kidney just so that I can buy a new latest iPhone." And the mother was breaking her head and saying that, "My dear son, what was there in that phone that you have to give up your kidney?" And he said, "My dear mother, it has some latest features, some extraordinary games and some features." Our Sridhar Nimai Prabhu has a smile. Can you imagine? And this is the amount of addiction people have, right? The amount of greed people have, right? So one time one person went to an interview, and in that interview, you know, he went and he was asking a person that, "What do you want? What is the expectation of from you? What is the salary expectation?" And the person who came for interview showed his resume. And he said, "Okay, this is my qualification." And he said, "Okay, my expectation is I should get 3 lakh rupees a month. And if that is fine, it's nice." The employer said, "Why 3 lakh? I was thinking 5 lakh. And the employee who had come for the interview, he had a big smile. He said, "Why only 5 lakh? I can give a nice house. 3 BHK is okay?" He said, "Of course." "And a car?" "Of course." And then this person who was coming for an interview, he became so overwhelmed and he pinched himself. He said, "Sir, mazak to nahi kar rahe na?" And the interviewer said, "Shuru kisne kiya tha?" So people have so much greed to achieve so many things, but many times they forget the reality that whether I can get it or not. So this is the situation, right? So in Padyavali, there's a beautiful verse which says, "Aho aho bir nakaler viduyate, sudha sudhara madhuram pade pade, dine dine chandana chandra sheetalam, yasho yashoda tanayas chagiyate." The beautiful verse says, one who daily sings the glories of the son of Yashoda. Who is son of Yashoda? Krishna. What happens when you hear? Which is like cooling like chandan and camphor. Some of our devotees are grinding chandan. And very soon we are going to have chandan yatra to cool the body of the Lord. Right? So when you hear the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord, what happens, which is described as like chandan which cools, and it cools from the troubles of the Kali Yuga, the troubles of samsara. And it is compared at every step, it's like torrential flood of sweetest nectar. And that is the beautiful pastimes of the Supreme Lord. One beautiful verse, another verse from Padyavali, which says, Naiva divya sukha bhogam arthaye, nashparva vargam apinatha kamaye, yanto karna vivaram dine dine, krishna keli charitamrita neetame. He said, Oh my Lord, I do not pray for heavenly planets. Let me just day after day relish the nectar of Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Let this Krishna Leela flood my ears. So this is the beautiful prayers which has been offered. And then Maharaj Prithu, he offers this prayers in the fourth canto, chapter number 20, text number 4, says, Na kamaye nath tad api aham kvachin Nayatra yusmat charanam bhujasvaha Mahantumantar hridayan mukhachataha Vidhatsva karna yutam eshamevaraha. Maharaj Prithu, after this Ashwamedh, the horse sacrifice, and so much dramatic story happening, Indra steals the horse, and finally Brahma comes and pacifies him, and then being pleased, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu comes, and then he offers this prayers. What is he offering? He is not offering, let me get the 100th horse. He is not telling that, let me get this, let me get that. He is saying, I do not wish to have benediction of merging into the existence, but I only want, what does he pray for? Let me have millions of years to hear about you. From your glories of the lotus fruit from the mouth of your pure devotees. Let me hear from the pure devotees. So this is what has been prayers of devotees. And we also have in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, yesterday was the disappearance day of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Such beautiful katha, such beautiful verses describing the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we hear that Sridhar Kolavech. Now Sridhar Kolavech, every day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and ask, give me this banana leaf, give me this. And every day used to bargain for hours and hours. And at the end of the day, Sridhar Kolavech with, you know, great, theek hai bhai, le lo. You know, many times when you do bargaining, kuch kam hoga kya? Nahi saab, kuch kam nahi hoga. And at the end, theek hai saab, le lo. And every day this pastime happened. And when in the Mahaprakash Leela, you know, all these great pure devotees were sitting. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, go, call Sridhar Kolavech. And the devotee was saying, who is he? Is he a new bhakta? Where is he? When did he join? Nobody knew. And then he told, okay, you go there and call him. And at that time, Sridhar Kolavech comes. And then he tells, offer prayers and ask whatever you want. And he was such a poor person. He didn't have anything. But then what happened? The Lord is saying, ask whatever you want. I can give you the wealth of Indra. I can give you whatever you want. But he is asking, my dear Lord, let me constantly remember this beautiful pastime of Nimai, this small childhood boy who is coming and bargaining. So this is the beauty of the pure devotional service. So as this verse talks about that let us submerge in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So I was thinking, let me narrate few beautiful pastimes of the Lord so that we can meditate on these beautiful pastimes of the Lord. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one beautiful pastime comes of swallowing the forest fire. It is said that one time Krishna and the cowherd boys and the cows, they went on grazing. And while they were grazing, all of them became thirsty. So they went on the bank of the Jamuna and they started drinking water. And after drinking the water, the cowherd boys started playing and the cows started going for grazing. And while grazing, they went to a forest. I think it's called as Munjavan. I think in the Vraj Mandal Parikrama, it comes in Bhandiravan. It is described in the Bhandiravan, this Munjata one comes. And in that one, the cows, they go for grazing. And while grazing, they are lost. And during that time, the Kamsa's assistants, they set fire to that one. And all the cows, they are amidst the forest fire. And in great anxiety, the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram, they start finding the cows. And finally, they come to know that even his friends, they are trapped in the forest fire. And to save all of them, Krishna goes there. And all of them are saying, Krishna, please save. And at that time, Krishna tells, what does he say? Close your eyes. Just imagine, there's a forest fire in our, not just forest fire, a small fire in the ashram. And you know, you call some devotee, Prabhuji, please help. And that devotee said, just close your eyes. What will you do? You'll be frustrated. But all these coward boys, they had such faith. And they innocently closed their eyes. And Krishna swallowed the fire. He swallowed the forest fire. It is said that even today, that place, Prabhupada, I think in Krishna book, it is said that it is called as Ishika Tavi, that place. Or in Vraj Mandal Parikrama, it is called as Munja Tavi. That place is still there. So just imagine the transcendental activities of the Lord. The Lord can do extraordinary activities like swallowing the forest fire. It is said that when one time when Krishna was very small and Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna. And while feeding Krishna, Krishna asked Mother that what is that in that sky? And Mother Yashoda said that is moon. And then Krishna says, what is that moon? And Mother Yashoda said, oh, it is a toy. It is a khilona. His Holiness Loknath Maharaj sings this bhajan. Maya chand khilona. And Mother Yashoda says, this is a toy. And immediately Krishna says, oh toy, I want to play. And immediately Mother Yashoda said, why did I tell him? I want that toy. And then Mother Yashoda said, hey, that's not your toy. That belongs to God. It's God's creation. It's God's toy. And Krishna immediately said, do you think I am less than a God? Do you think I am less than anybody? I want that. And then Mother Yashoda starts telling, you are not God. You are my son, Kana. And then he says, you know, in my last life, I was this. In my previous life, I was Lord Ram. And then all of them were speaking. And then, you know, Mother Yashoda was smiling. And then Balaramji came. And then Mother Yashoda tells Balaramji, you know what he's saying? He was Lord Ram in his last life. And in his previous last life, he was this. He was this. And then Balaramji said, yes, yes, it's true. And he said, you know, I am Anantashesh. You know, I was Lakshman. And then Mother Yashoda started smiling and he told, bas bas bahut ho gaya. Sare avataro ko mere ghar mein hi janm lena tha. Does all the incarnation have to take birth in my house only? And in this way, Mother Yashoda used to tell these beautiful pastimes. And last pastime I would like to tell is, we have Barsana. And in Barsana, there is a beautiful pastime which happened here. One time there was a Brahmana. This Brahman, he was very much upset because he wanted to get his daughter married. So when he wanted to get his daughter married, as you know, in India, you have this dowry, dahej. So he didn't have money. So his wife told him that unless you arrange for this dowry money, don't come back in home. Ghar pe mat aana. So from morning he had gone, but he couldn't find anybody. And who's going to give? Even today, Barsana, it's such a poor place, you know. All these small children, every time they go, they are asking for pencil, they are asking for chocolate. So how would he arrange some wealth? And nobody was helping him. So he was in such, depressed state. And Krishna and Srimati Radharani and all the Sakis, They were having their pastime in a place in Barsana. And at that place, Krishna saw this Brahman. And he called his Brahman, he said, "Why are you so upset? Why is your face looking so sad? This is place of Srimati Radharani. Nobody is sad here. Tell me what you want." He said, "Actually, I want some wealth so that I can get my daughter married." So Krishna said, "You want wealth? I can give you the highest wealth. The highest wealth of the entire planet. The highest wealth of the entire spiritual and material world. You know what? My Radhe, Srimati Radharani. She's the highest wealth." Just imagine that person. And he said, "What will I do of this wealth? You know, I already have one daughter whom I am not able to get married. If I get this wealth, again, I have to get this daughter also get married. So I am very sorry, I cannot take this wealth." And then Krishna said, "Okay, you want wealth to get your daughters married? Don't worry." Then he called for a weighing scale. And he told Srimati Radharani to sit on one of the scale and told all the gopis and took some of his ornaments and put on the other scale. This recently we had this beautiful pastime or drama done by our devotees Bodana, and there was this weighing scale and the wife of Bodana takes off the nose ring and that balances Dwarkadish's weight. Beautiful pastime. So the same thing happened. All the gold was put to the weight of Srimati Radharani. And then at the end, equivalent of that weight was given to this Brahman and said that, please go, enjoy. And the Lord who gave that gold in charity, he is called as Dan Bihari. And even in today, that place is called in Barsana, Dan Bihari Ji, in Dangad. So that is that famous pastime of Dan Bihari Ji. Even in our Vrindavan forest, we have that place where Radha Krishna Julan is there. That is that Dan Bihari. So that is the beautiful pastimes. So in this way, we have so many beautiful pastimes. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many of our scriptures are full of so many beautiful pastimes. So let us try to absorb ourselves in these beautiful transcendental pastimes so that we can be freed from the samsara or the forest fire and let us dip inside this river of Krishna Katha. So many of you are doing such wonderful hearing and chanting. So please pray for me and let us pray for each other. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.